Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Hot Hollywood, Us Weekly's biggest dish and celeb scoop, where we're going to be breaking down basically the buzziest stories that everyone is talking about this week. I'm Us Weekly's editor, Jennifer Perros, and joining me is Mr. Brody Brown.
Oh my God, hey, I'm just so grateful it's three gay guys this week.
Are you calling me gay?
Oh, a gay guy.
You're
welcome.
Gay guy.
That's an honor.
Speaking of gay guys, Travis Cronin.
Oh my God, don't know my friend.
No one can tell.
Everyone thinks I pass. Such a good job of keeping such a low profile.
Thanks.
How are your Thanksgivings?
It's great.
Disgusting.
Why?
American traditions. I'm over them. Outdated American traditions.
Oh, womp womp.
Yeah, exactly. And I had to eat turkey, and I had to pretend I get along with everyone in my family.
Well, that's actually a good point to make.
That's the hard part.
That is the hard part.
And stressful.
But a four-week vacation and four-week...
Four-day
weekend vacation.
Well, you can start drinking at like 11:30 a.m. That's
fine. Which is what I did. I literally was like a bottle of red deep before the turkey even came out.
Me too. But it made me and my family get along so much better. We like uncovered family secrets and like we talked about tensions growing up. It was lovely because we were like all wine drunk. It was great.
No, I stay at least two glasses behind because I need to be like on point. Yeah. So when they like say something sloppy, I'm like, what did you just say?
You're like, Grandma.
Yeah.
In the water.
No, she gets a pass.
Where was
else.
I adopted from?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Thanksgiving. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. So they actually hosted Thanksgiving at their new home up in Canada. Guys, these two are official Canadian residents. They have been calling Waterloo, Ontario, their official home, and that's going to be their home base now. They've left LA. Hey, I'm sure they're going to have some sort of LA mansion just to have... Because, I mean, what celebrity doesn't? Mm-hmm. But yeah, these two are official Canadians. They've moved up to Justin's house. Justin apparently has this insane mega mansion, 9,000 square feet on like 100 acres of land.
So many windows,
has his own private lake. So now these two are actually calling Ontario home. Because from what we know from sources, Justin kind of just wants to keep a low profile. He kind of wants to get out of the whole Hollywood limelight. And he just feels most at home in Ontario, in Canada. So Hailey had her father, Stephen, who, of course, has been in some of his own drama recently.
Yeah, a little drama, some allegations he's been stepping out. But who hasn't been hit with those allegations, honestly?
Like born-again Christians. Yeah.
Totally.
Just like us.
So her dad, Stephen Baldwin, went up with a couple of their cousins, her best friend, and, of course, Justin's parents. Hailey cooked. Everyone chipped in. One big, happy family.
Yeah.
I looked up Waterloo, Ontario to try to add some interesting color today. There's a nice petting farm where you can go see goats and sheep.
Oh.
And one museum that doesn't say what's in it.
Yeah, Ontario is so chill, speaking as the only person at this table who lived in Canada for years.
Montreal. You lived in Montreal, and that's Quebec.
I sure did live in Montreal. I was, like, very into the politics and everything and went to, like, little houses in Ontario. But it's kind of sleepy and nice, which is probably what Justin needs, considering we've seen him multiple times out crying in public, really sitting next to him looking like, oh, she doesn't know what to do. I'm very concerned that they are not near a Jones on 3rd. Where will they be able to get their breakfasts? Because, you know...
I love those daily Jones on 3rd sightings.
Like 5 days in a row, Jones on 3rd, the two of them going in there.
True. Where are they going to get their green juices?
They're going to be so lost in Waterloo.
But listen, it's no secret that Justin has had, you know, a rough past couple of years. He hasn't been making music. He hasn't been touring. He hasn't been in the best mind state that him and his friends would like him to be in. So I think a little time out of Hollywood, even out of the New York spotlight, up at home, could be good for him. And what we know from sources, these two are trying to have a baby.
Yeah. No,
so what else
do
you do up in Waterloo, Ontario, but try and have a baby?
It's great for Justin, but is it great for Hailey? Like, she goes from this fast-paced lifestyle, which she really worked really hard for, and now she's like barefoot and pregnant in Ontario. You know, that seems sort of extreme. It's good for Justin, but it's sort of a wildly different pace for Hailey.
But I think it makes sense for their narrative. You know, they are very religiously devoted people, devoted to each other. I think her stylist, Maeve, said you're a woman in Christ. There was a lot of talk in there about having a baby and family planning. I think it's a natural progression for these two who got wed very quickly by most people's standards.
Most people's standards, they got wed after like 3 months of dating, not even.
Yeah.
That was quick.
But
they
had a back history.
They dated for like almost a year before.
Yeah. With little intermissions of Selena Gomez in between.
Always.
Yeah. Wait, did they actually get married quicker than Khloe and Tristan did? Khloe and Tristan, Khloe and Tristan was like not even like 2 months and they got engaged. Well, these two no. are such a
well, no
got
one's
married.
Faster than Pete and Ariana.
Yeah, true. True.
Weeks and weeks.
R.I.P.
Yeah, but these two, I don't know. I mean, I think, listen, we also heard they're still looking for a house in L.A. because we had a source that told us that they were looking at Demi Lovato's house, which is kind of eerie and strange. That was the house she had the overdose in.
Yeah, Justin, do like not recently. Go anywhere near that.
Yeah, yeah, it's strange. But this might be a good chance for them to get out of the limelight.
And listen, these two kids are very wealthy. If they have any work commitments, if Haley has some sort of paid appearance that she needs to go into New York for, I mean, they're flying there, flying back that same day. It's not like they're literally not able to work or be famous or work in the industry anymore. They can still have a normal career while living in Ontario.
Yeah, maybe she can fly down to New York to sit in the courtroom when her uncle Alec Baldwin is on trial for his assault charges.
She didn't go to the other ones. So yeah, she'll probably not be at this one.
No, but speaking of Haley, though, did you see the new Rolling Stone cover with Shawn Mendes?
Of course I did. I work at Us Weekly.
Oh, I mean, he looks
our former sister magazine.
It's true. Former sister magazine that loved us so much. No, but he looked hot on the cover, and he opened up about Haley for the first time, saying, he didn't even want to put a title on it. I think it was more of a zone of limbo. But for so many months, these two always said they were just friends. We heard from sources that they were hooking up. I mean, they went to the Met Ball together. Mm-hmm. And he said, in the back of my heart, I feel like I need to be seen with someone like a girl in public to prove to people that I'm not gay. Even though in my heart, I know that's not a bad thing. There's still a piece of me that thinks that, and I hate that side of me. Which is interesting, because he didn't deny he was.
Yeah.
But he didn't confirm.
No.
But, well, he also, listen, The labels of like gay, there's so much beyond that now. He could be queer, he could be bi, maybe he's just trying to be polite by not saying I'm straight, because it's so annoying when someone now is denying that they're gay, because then it's like, why do you have to go out and deny it? Because it becomes such an issue. I actually think his candor is admirable. I also thought that when he says zone of limbo, to me that was like, bing, 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 they were not having sex. That's what zone of limbo means to me. If I'm like, we're in a zone of limbo, it means like we have not had sex yet.
We're not physically intimate at all.
Yeah, maybe like a little, lots of making out and holding hands and
petting.
Maybe sleeping next to each other.
Yeah.
Light pettage, but not actual. What's a more classy
sex.
Way of saying penetration?
Intercourse?
Okay, thank you. Intercourse, thank you.
Okay, all right. And I still don't buy it.
That's, zone of limbo?
Zone of limbo, otherwise, what does it even mean?
Yeah, zone of limbo.
No, but it's interesting, though, because it's the first time, though, that he's actually said, we were more than just friends.
Why were they denying it then the entire time? Like, that's kind of annoying, because I think so often people are convinced of things and celebrities are like, no. And people are like, really? Like, you're not hooking up? And so when you deny it, that sort of ruins your credibility. So now I'm like, you were denying you're hooking up. Now you're sort of denying you're gay. Like, what are we supposed to believe?
Yeah.
What is the truth, Sean?
Maybe we should kiss and then we can tell you if you're gay or not.
We saw Shawn Mendes at the Victoria's Secret after party, and me and Travis were like literally taking bets of like
fighting each other who could kiss him first.
Like who is he gonna hit on next?
He's so cute.
He's insanely
cute.
But he like didn't really like that story because he shared it on his Instagram and he was like, My words get carved out or something.
It's kind of crazy because he was promoting his Rolling Stone cover, but at the same time he's also kind of like bashing it for taking things that he said out of context and kind of just pushing out the Haley and the gay stuff over more important things like his career
like
and
music.
His music and blah, blah, blah.
They did call him neurotic on the cover too, which I thought was kind of crappy.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, he seems
like
neurotic,
who wants
though.
To be called neurotic? Unless you're calling yourself neurotic, unless he said that in the interview, then it's okay. Yeah.
But we do know that he did text Haley congratulations when the two of them did get married. And he said he's really happy for them. And she's still one of the effing coolest people ever. She's not just a beautiful person, but she's has one of the most beautiful hearts I've ever met. You can't control your heart, guys.
Okay, you missed
he's
a line.
So nice.
You missed a line. Because when he says the gayest thing in the world, she's not only beautiful visually.
I did get that out.
That was like the gayest way to describe
person visually
a girl.
And zone of limbo are like,
I call all of my friends that.
I'm like, what?
She's very beautiful visually, just not in practice.
Yeah, or on the inside. She's actually like garbage on the inside, but visually.
That's like the one line that you never want a dude to say to you. Like, you're beautifully visually, but you have such a good heart.
Yeah, you're
F off.
What?
It's just a strange way to say it.
Yeah, just say I'm hot.
Yeah, right.
Please.
I agree.
Shawn Mendes, call me hot.
Speaking of hot. No, actually, did you see Rihanna and ex Chris Brown? They're still in frequent contact with each other. So obviously they had such that dirty and nasty public
violent fight
after the Grammys. What was that, back in 2008?
Right before the Grammys.
Yeah. Right after.
Yeah.
It was
2009, I think it was 2009.
Yeah, 2009.
After Clive Davis's party, right?
After Clive Davis's, yeah, then, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right, Travis, the night before the Grammys.
Yeah, so and, the day before the Grammys, because she couldn't go, because she was
Chris
beat up.
And Chris had allegedly beat her up while they were driving in his car back from the party. And of course, back then, you know, was over 8 years ago, everyone thought that these two would be completely done. I mean, listen, Chris Brown, after that, really never recovered, nor should he.
Right.
But, you know, his career did. Yeah, I mean, he did just fine.
His career is still doing fine.
His career is doing fine, but he never actually, you know, people still always bring that up. So, of course, everyone had just assumed at this point that Rihanna had cut him off and is not showing him the time of day. But we had heard from sources that they're still in frequent contact with each other, which is actually crazy. Yeah, it is.
It's just crazy
to me that, like, you know, we've heard from people close to Rihanna that she's really supportive of his projects. There's obviously a lot of history between the two of them. She's aware that there will be concern about their friendship, but she's a big girl and she can handle herself. I don't know. I mean, thankfully, I've never been in that situation, so I've never had to deal with an abusive ex. But, I mean, I definitely want to be following him on Instagram and liking and commenting on his photos if I had been.
Well, I think if you know anyone who's been in an unhealthy situation, then this doesn't seem like a far cry from, like, reality. And remember when they got back together, when they did the Nobody's Business song?
Yes.
First of all, that song is fire. It's incredible. I wanted it to be a video so badly, but I was like,
that song made me sick.
Oh, it's so, Ain't Nobody's Business But Mine and My Baby. Okay, maybe I was in sort of an unhealthy relationship at the time. I was like, that's right, you guys. But it's like so messed up to be rooting for that and be like, yeah, just tell all the haters to back off. Because as she said, wasn't it an Oprah interview where she was like, I was realizing I was a role model.
Yes.
And that I needed to, like, not be in the situation, not just for myself, yes, but for everyone else.
Yeah.
It is creepy. I mean, listen, it's social media. He could just text her and say, wow, you looked really hot in that picture.
Yeah.
When he puts the emoji, two emojis in her comments and people are going crazy.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. It's public.
That's what I don't get, especially with these celebrities.
He doesn't
care,
though.
Each other's phone numbers. Text them if you want to say that, you know, you look hot. Don't comment on their Instagrams because you know that's going to be a top headline and you're just doing it for attention.
That's what I feel about any couple that's like, I love you, baby. You're the best thing in the world. Like commenting on each other's pictures. I'm like, aren't you sitting right next to each other? Like,
yes.
It's so spectacle.
Oh, for sure.
But I will guiltily say when they had split up, I did check almost every day this Tumblr that is now defunct because I checked it again yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's called Kriana, like Blogspot or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would like document every time he liked a picture of hers or like picture like old pictures of them, throwback pictures. I think I was like trapped in their like unhealthy relationship with them.
It's so painful.
It's really messed up. But listen, they are two adults. If she has forgiven him, and he also tried to allege that she was violent with him too.
Right.
So if she's forgiven him and made her amends with it, how much can we say as outside people?
Right.
Yeah. It's hard. You know what I mean?
Totally hard. And of course, they got back together in 2012. They split again in 2013. She gave an interview to Vanity Fair in 2015 where she said, you know, I just felt very protective of him. He's, you know, I do love him. I feel that people didn't understand him. But you realize after a while that you're in that situation, you're the enemy, and you just want the best for them, even if you remind them of their failures. So, yeah. Rihanna, Chris, I mean— first off, now she is dating a multi-billionaire Saudi businessman. So, what the heck does she need from Chris Brown?
Nothing.
But the heart wants what the heart wants.
It sure does. Remember that whole messing up with Karrueche Tran, and she was, like, in this, like, love triangle sort of thing. And it was really bad. And Christina Milian had to be there for Karrueche Tran. It was, like, all messed up. And I don't know.
And then the whole Drake element of it all.
Yeah, Drake was in there for a minute. And then remember, didn't... Chris and his friends, like, jump Frank Ocean or something. And Chris also got in trouble with the police for, like, was it not egging? That was Justin Bieber. But something with the neighbors.
Yes.
There's been graffiti. Some other violent
moments. He did his, like, art outside. And then he, like, flipped out on them and did something.
Yeah,
so he did jump Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
And Frank Ocean was talking about Rihanna.
Yeah, there have been some violent, angry moments that we've seen with Chris beyond this initial Rihanna incident, which has reaffirmed for people that he should be canceled. But other people seem unbothered by it.
People
still collaborate with him.
Yeah, he's still making music.
Still
people are still downloading it and buying his albums.
And going to the shows.
And going to the shows, so I guess. Yeah. can't hate on him for that much.
I try not to stream any Chris Brown song, but I mean, when Forever comes on and I haven't like streamed it, I'm so happy to hear it.
Never gets old.
Isn't it Chris and Jordan Sparks with No Air?
Yes.
Oh, that song.
Wait, that was before he was garbage, right?
Yeah. That was before. So that song, I can like, tell me how you're going to breathe with No Air.
It's great.
So good.
Such a good song. What year was that?
I don't know, but it like literally takes me to another level.
2006.
Jordan Sparks was still a virgin at that point, too.
Jordan Sparks was a virgin until she like gave birth to
a year and a half ago.
Okay, sorry. I forgot about that narrative. Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of virgin and giving birth, Harry and Meghan, they got engaged 1 year ago today.
Wait, how is that speaking of virgins?
Wait, who's the virgin? That's
no one is a virgin. Meghan is like literally lost her virginity probably 35 years ago.
Speaking of non-virgin.
No, but so they were engaged a year ago today, Tuesday, which is nuts considering we were sitting at our desks last year, just a year ago, being like, wow, she got it. She did it. And then a year later, they're married and they're already, she's like in her second trimester with their baby. The queen actually gave them a cottage right on the grounds of Windsor Castle, which is where they got married. So they are in the midst of renovating this beautiful 20-room, 10-bedroom cottage that's going to be their new home. It's so big.
Cottage sounds
sick.
So small when you say cottage. I'm like, what?
Well, their last place was a cottage.
Yeah, that was royal dump, that place. Like,
there's a broom closet.
Yeah, like, I haven't been renovated in so long.
No, but it's so crazy, though, because it is, I mean, they're moving out of London full-time. They're obviously going to still have an office at Kensington Palace, but they were living right next door to Kate, William, and the kids. Mm-hmm. And now they're moving out of London, probably like a half-hour drive outside. Windsor Castle is, of course, where they got married, and it's a special place for Harry and Meghan. But it's kind of crazy. I mean, it's like living in New York City and, like, being a prince and moving out to Long Island or New Jersey or Connecticut or living in L.A. and moving to, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but like being
Manhattan Beach
and then moving out.
Yeah.
Long Beach.
The Palisades. The OC.
Like moving to the Palisades or Glendale. Yeah. I feel like it's like the burbs when you're pregnant. Yeah. She's pregnant, so.
And it's right underneath. Actually, so in Windsor and their cottage is literally right next to Heathrow Airport. So you have planes landing and taking off pretty much all day and night long. So it is not chic. And what we know from sources is that Harry is a little concerned about that, but it obviously is not stopping them from moving out to the country.
God, Meghan thought she was signing up for all this good thing, and then she has to live in the tiniest little bachelor pad apartment, and now she has to live in an airport in a mansion.
Oh, please. She's still got that ring, and now that baby. She's set. But no, I mean, the house is, you know, very old, so they pretty much have to gut everything. They're making about 5 to 6 bedrooms, putting in a gym, putting in a yoga studio, because, you know, yoga is very important to TIG creator Meghan Markle.
I've read the TIG. I'm very
right about the TIG.
I read every single comment on the TIG.
So these people, they're moving out to the burbs. But I don't know. I like it. Good for them. I mean, obviously, Harry has always been so different from William. William, who's like the buttoned up, you know.
He has more hair.
Future king.
For starters.
Harry, exactly. Harry was just the one that always did things differently, did things on
he
his own.
He's at a party in Vegas.
He does not have a party.
He's got that little sexy ginger body.
Just get without a shirt on.
Two nude pictures that have come out.
Are we totally sure? Can you say with certainty, Jen, that they did not move because Kate Middleton banished them from the palace?
No. There's been so many reports.
That Kate Middleton was starting fires.
No. So many reports.
I heard she said, get out and stay out.
Yeah.
She was poisoning her slowly like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
She was also trying to steal Meghan's husband like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Where is Lifetime on this feud that didn't happen?
No. I mean, there's so many reports out of London that there's so much tension with them and that they're feuding and they hate each other. Listen, I think where there's smoke, there's fire. We know from sources that Kate and Meghan aren't the best of friends. They're not super close. But there's no hatred between the two of them, you know, as of today.
Probably just jealousy.
But yeah, but no, I think so. But you know, what we know from sources is that, Kate's always kind of been a little weary of Meghan. You know, the American actress who's been divorced, who scores a prince, I think Kate's been like, all right, what's going on? Are your intentions true? But from what we know, they're not the best of friends. They're not close.
Yeah.
They're not like, you know, drinking rosé on the porch every night together.
That
or
would
like
be kind of messed up if Meghan is pregnant. But hey, do what you want.
One glass a day.
In the privacy of your own palace.
Yeah, but no. Harry and William are literally living half hour away from each other. But good for them.
Oh, my God. maybe she was doing Chris Brown graffiti art on their wall. That's what I heard.
That would be amazing.
That's Kate what was I like, heard. All right, I've had enough.
That would be amazing. Speaking of babies, guess who has another bun in their oven? Snooki and Gianni. Is this like crazy to anyone else but me?
You know it's crazy to all of us, John.
No, because she was like, we interviewed her multiple times leading up to this, and she's like, we're trying to have a baby. We have sex in another room. We really want to have another baby. And, you know, we want another season of Jersey Shore. Well, she didn't say we want another season of Jersey Shore, but, you know, this is also great for the season of Jersey Shore. But I love seeing her, and I know a lot of fans love seeing Nicole as Snooki drunk and whiny.
Give me like a drunk meatball.
I'm like, oh.
I know. Fine. And now Dina's still pregnant. We got JWoww going through a divorce. You know,
at least JWoww should be like bringing it.
I hope she brings it. Yeah, no, but Snooki, obviously.
JWoww has been bringing it.
Yeah, she has been.
And Angelina.
I don't mind Angelina back. I'm not going to lie. I really don't mind seeing her face again.
She's just like a podster, which is fine.
Which we need.
Yeah, no, it's true. And hopefully, I mean, JWoww was like kind of reconciled. We talked to her husband, Roger, and he was like, oh, we're working on it. I'm like, for you. You have kids involved. But please let her loose for at least the season.
Yeah, that's all we need.
We're not done with her yet.
Yeah, please.
Just one more season down in Moscow.
A hot makeout session. Yeah. In a hot tub.
I agree. But no, so Snooki and Gianni. But it's interesting because we know from so many sources that Gianni just like hates the show. He doesn't want to be on camera. He's so... you know, kind of not secretive, but is never around. I mean,
he didn't even go
to the Situation's wedding with her. She brought her daughter, and that was it. He stayed home. So, yeah, he doesn't like the spotlight. He doesn't want to be on camera ever. So, of course, that had so many people talking in the past few months whether or not they're going to split. But alas, no. They're having another baby.
We don't even really see him on social media.
No,
he's
never.
He's, like, so cryptic. Jenny, where are you?
Good for him, though. Hey, if you don't like it, it only proves to me that he loves her. Genuinely, and
yeah,
who she's,
true.
For who she's
that's a good worth. Point that he deals with like all of it.
Literally.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot, but she's, you know what? Good for her. She's very successful.
Yeah,
beyond the show, she didn't even really need the show to come back. Good she had a lot of stuff going on.
Team Snooki all the way. Okay, speaking of crazy,
oh, I'm so excited.
Amanda Bynes.
Wow, this was crazy.
She did her first interview in over a year. She actually sat down with Paper Magazine.
Yeah,
is on the cover. Beautiful pictures of her. Amanda actually looks healthy and like her old self again,
and a little like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. But she opened up about so many things, you know, battling depression, how she battled drug addiction for so many years.
Crushing up those Adderalls.
Yeah. And just, you know, all those crazy tweets that she was throwing up at one point, you know, and the struggle it took her to get sober. So, Travis, what were your biggest revelations from this interview that kind of struck you?
That she didn't talk about the time that she threw the bong out the window and said, it's a vase.
I mean.
That she didn't talk about the time the NYPD slapped her vagina.
Yes.
Wait, did they? Oh, she said they slapped her vagina.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't want to talk about any of the tweets.
Right. It was a vase and the NYPD slapped my vagina and her going to 4 gyms a day and smoking marijuana in the showers and then like leaving. That's what I wanted to hear about. It was sort of like very vanilla for me. I'm so glad she did this interview and I will take anything Amanda will give me. I just want to know more. She's so interesting, but I needed more. It was a little vanilla.
Yeah. I mean, I remember back in the day covering that story here at Us Weekly. Like I would talk to, you know, paparazzi who would be following her around the city at that
point. You
were following her around the city. And it was just like so sad because like, I mean, it was such crazy behavior that she was putting out. But these paparazzi, like she would just get in cars with random strangers and go up to Harlem on like a drug run, an alleged drug run. And these paparazzi just like followed her because they didn't know where she was going. They wanted to make sure she was safe. They wouldn't take pictures of her. They would literally follow her to make sure she came back to Manhattan. And it got to a point where it was so bad, you know, we didn't even want to cover the story because she was that unwell.
Yeah. And we didn't know what was going on.
No.
But there were some interesting revelations in there. What was that movie where she said she was in drag?
She's the man.
Yes.
She said she didn't like how she looked as a boy and it put her in a depression.
Yeah.
She had
alluded
so
to that before.
I mean,
that led to her facial sort of.
She said she was like, I went into a deep depression for 4 to 6 months because they didn't like how I looked as a boy. She said it was really, really strange, kind of an out-of-body experience. It just put me into this funk. And, which, like, is, I remember watching that movie like it was yesterday.
I loved that movie.
You, it was such
was
a great
hot
movie.
As a boy. You told me you thought she was really hot as a boy.
I think she's hot as a boy or a girl. She really is. Don't put labels so on it. No, but it's interesting, though. But it's also, like, one of the few times that you hear a celebrity kind of open up and saying, yeah, this role that I played, what, 14 years ago, I think, or she was 16 then, kind of really messed her up. I mean, I'm sure it's done that to a lot of child actors.
And she created Channing Tatum that day.
Yeah, what mm-hmm. break that down. What
she created Channing Tatum. Well, he had only been in, like, the Ricky Martin She Bangs video as, like, the shirtless bartender and was, like, a male model in, like, a couple of GQ spreads.
And a Mountain Dew commercial. Can't forget that Mountain Dew commercial.
Oh, I forgot about his Mountain Dew commercial. And this was his first big role. And she was like, that guy's a star. Every girl will love him. And the producers were like, he's so much older than all of you. And I was like, it doesn't matter. Trust me. Thus creating Channing Tatum. Single-handedly.
So she literally built Channing Tatum.
Yes,
good
she
for
did.
Her. She gets it. But you know what? I want to call attention to this. People are calling this her first interview in a year. And I want to remind everyone that we secured an interview with Amanda. I got her answers in July. We ran this interview in August. What's in my bag? Amanda spilled out the contents of her purse for us. It was incredible. She talked about
it. It was amazing.
It was incredible. Yeah. People were like, what? She talked about a pen she got from a Hairspray cast member. She told us she listens to music on an iPod. She said, I don't care what anyone thinks. I listen to Post Malone. She told us about a hand cream she gets from her student advisor at Fitum. This fragrance her mom, Lynn, has given her for the last 10 years every year. It was nice. And people were shocked because, you know, you're hearing from Amanda and she's been so private and behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So
she's fresh baby soft lips, if I remember.
Yeah.
If I remember every content of her bag.
It's nice that she's feeling comfortable enough to come back out. And she seems to have that hunger to be acting again. So I cannot wait to see what she's going to do.
I can't either. And it's kind of nice, though, too, to hear that she's been sober for almost 4 years. And she says, you know, she hit rock bottom. She, of course, opens up about putting, you know, on psychiatric hold, and her parents took her life over and her bank accounts over and are in charge of every legal decision she makes.
She doesn't hate them anymore.
Yeah, she doesn't hate them anymore. She's not sad about the past. She doesn't miss it, but she does feel ashamed of how she acted. So I'm happy.
That's
happy for her.
But it's hard to navigate that shame. She did call Rihanna ugly, but she also gave pop culture, like the culture, some of the best words for when you are relating to someone else and you want to have sex with them, murder my vagina.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, how many times have we all said that?
I said it a couple times.
I mean, I said it.
I was
like,
talking about this morning.
I said it a couple times today. One to Jen.
I said it to the lady who sold me my bagel this morning. I was like, thank you, murder my vagina. Have a great day.
Oh my God.
We can say vagina, right?
it could be the new have a nice day. Way. Thank you, murder my vagina.
But she did not want to talk about the vagina murdering.
No, she did not. Well, she talked about that on her last interview.
She did. She already covered it. We don't need to hear about her talking about.
Who doesn't want Drake to murder their vagina?
Yeah.
Like, no one thinks that tweet is weird.
I mean, everyone is, maybe Pusha T does not want Drake to murder his vagina, but everyone else probably
maybe
wants
Drake.
Maybe
he secretly does.
Oh, J-Lo doesn't want Drake to murder her vagina anymore because she's moved on to A-Rod. That was so sad when they broke up.
That was so sad.
But Drake could murder plenty of other vaginas.
Yeah, I'm sure he
did. But she called Zac Efron ugly, and that was the tweet that I want to talk about. That's what everyone.
Is that when you blocked her on Twitter? I've had enough.
I would never block her. I even follow that fake Persian LA account for so long.
I still follow it.
I still follow Persian LA too.
It's not her.
Yeah.
But when everyone was like so, you know, loving all of her tweets, and then she called Zac Efron ugly when he was like in his prime, and everyone's like, all right, Amanda, now you need help. It wasn't like everything else. You just called Zac Efron and Rihanna ugly.
You know what? She not only gave Channing Tatum his big break, but so much of white pop culture did not know who Black Chyna was. And once she got
those, you're right.
In the picture,
she modeled her entire look after her.
She loved Black Chyna, and she got those piercings in her cheeks.
The wig, the derma piercings. Yes. She did the makeup.
So then
she got lip injections.
I remember everyone's like, who's Black Chyna? Who's Black Chyna?
And you're
like, oh, it's Tyga's, like, baby mama.
So
and
she also created Black Chyna and Channing Tatum.
She just like, she nudged Black Chyna into mainstream because
people
were
culture.
Like, had to look up, you know, I have a bunch of white journalists who were like, who is Black Chyna?
Right.
King, oh my God,
but
Amanda.
She was only a King of Diamonds stripper at that point too.
Yeah. Amanda,
only,
if you're out there,
mean,
we
only,
have
so
to,
hard.
We have to talk to Amanda soon about that.
We're trying every day, Jen.
We want her as our cover star. Amanda, come to us. We're putting it into the universe.
Our mascot, our icon. again.
Love me some Amanda. Well, guys, she is saying that she will be back acting, so she's not scared to get back in there and try it all over again and give us Amanda Bynes 2.0.
Yeah. Well, she apologized to Zac Efron. She also called her fashion editor ugly, too, Sasha.
Oh, God, that's right. All right.
On Twitter as well. She used to make apologies.
Why? But was that random, or was Sasha trying to engage?
No, Sasha was not trying to engage. She did after. She was like, we wrote a story about her, and she's like, I remember a shoot back I did with Us Weekly with this, with like their ugly fashion editor. Sasha was like, that's me.
That's the worst. We're sitting at home, and Amanda
and she called Michelle Obama ugly, which I would never forgive her for.
That was the final straw.
You do not shit on Michelle Obama.
Right? Yeah.
Please.
I mean, I think she brought that up in her book, actually.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama.
She did?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Uh-oh. She did not mention that in Becoming.
I was like, what?
Slept on that one.
I was so excited.
Oh, God. On that note, that wraps up this week's episode of Hot Hollywood. Join us next week. We're probably going to be ripping on your favorite and non-favorite celebrities again. Thanks, guys, for listening. Tell your friends. Subscribe. Tweet it. Like it. Gram it. We're here. Bye, guys.